After some misfires, Pixar is heading back to its well of hits with a new sequel.
Our little girl's growing up so fast.
And things couldn't be better.
Inside Out 2 reunites us with the emotions of Riley, who is now heading into puberty and must face a new batch of complicated feelings.
I'm anxiety. I am just such a huge fan of yours.
Riley's new emotions. Wow!
A lot of what worked in the original film is still present in this movie, from the exuberant voice cast, including Amy Poehler as Joy, to the high-concept lens that makes Pixar movies so innovative. However, like puberty itself, things start to get a little messy when trying to streamline the story.
Let Operation New Riley begin.
You aren't packed yet?
I'm the worst!
The secondary characters, like Anger and Disgust, go on the journey with Joy, which is fun, but not as nuanced as the charming relationship between Joy and Sadness from the first film. And Riley's real-life struggles as a teenager seem a bit too routine.
I'm too gross to go anywhere ever again!
Well, that's a preview of the next 10 years.
Still, Inside Out 2 was a great family film with beautiful animation and an emotional core that has made Pixar films stand out for decades.
Yeah, yeah!
That's not going to haunt us for the rest of our lives at all.
It's not as good as the original, but it does course correct from some stumbles in the past. Inside Out 2 gets 3.5 joys out of 5. I'm Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.